or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
All right, let's get this thing on the road. It's Friday, the 10th of June, 2016, 4 days after the second anniversary of Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, you know what? We started this thing on the 6th of June, 2014, the 70th anniversary of D-Day, D for Dave, as a showcase for local artists. And thanks to you, we're still going strong. Actually, it's just an excuse to put my friends on the radio to talk about their shows, but we're still here. And we plan to keep going well into the future. So you just keep listening. And maybe you might learn something. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Oh, yes, indeedy doody, cats and jammers. It is another sunny day out here on the fabulous point of Oaksend. The nose is actually what I believe the Musqueam word Oaksend means, but whatever it means, it's where we are. And it's, as I said, a sunny day. The grass is green, the leaves are green, the sky is blue, a little bit of cloud up there. Certainly a lot nicer than when I left home this morning. It was a little bit drizzly, but you know what? I actually like it when it's a little bit drizzly. I don't like it when it gets too hot. I get all sticky and sweaty and, you know, well, you know, it's what happens when fat guys go out in the sun. But you, that's enough about me. Woke up with some shocking news. There's going to be some changes around here. You probably won't notice it. Hopefully things will keep going the way they are, but there's some shakeup in at the top in the front office here. Both our station manager and our program manager are heading off to greener pastures. And so there's some job openings coming up that we will tell you about later on. But first, and Mel Brewer is back. For those of you that have any connection to CITR at all, you know who Mel Brewer is, and you will celebrate the fact that he is back. And to celebrate the return of Mel Brewer, we're going to hear a little tune from our dear friend Art Bergman off his new, his brand new CD, The Apostle, and it's Baby Needs Oil.
Right there.
why I sleep with Elvis tonight. I'm just trying to justify why.
You still have a couple of opportunities to catch catch the world premiere of Touchstone Theater's production of How to Survive an Apocalypse by Jordan Hall. Jordan is the latest of Touchstone's Flying Start Playwrights. It's a program of Touchstone to get people started in professional theater playwriting. It's got a fabulous cast, including Lindsay Angel, Sebastian Archibald, Claire Hesselgrave, and Zaf Peru. And directed by Katrina Dunn, it's at the Fire Hall Arts Center. Two shows left, one tonight and one tomorrow night. Tickets are available at thefirehallartscenter.ca. It's a crazy play. It's kind of a romantic comedy about the end of the world. A young and successful urban couple become convinced that their lifestyle is coming to an end. They become preppers, hoarding supplies and learning to hunt. But their obsession takes its toll, and they are both forced to imagine the apocalypse without the love of their life. A romantic comedy about the end of the world showcasing the talents of the fifth Flying Start playwright, Jordan Hall, and directed by Katrina Dunn at the Fire Hall Arts Center tonight and tomorrow night. Next week at this time, we're going to have a visit from our friends Patrick Spencer and Coldwater Road. They're going to be playing at the Fox in a couple of weeks and to release their new CD, Guns, Horses, Guns, and Trucks. And this is a tune off that CD. It's called Toast.
Drink this whiskey. The bottle hit me pretty hard. You look so upset in your mother's dress that I'm still lacking self-control. In my younger days, I had less to say. There was always a glass up in my face. Toasting to the world. I was looking for a girl to help me settle down. In this city, we leave a fortune at the bar. For our own commotion, we will empty out our bank accounts. We know we can only hit the floor. We are older now and we can pay them for our danger. To erase it, we just pay a little more. Toasting to the world. I was looking for a girl to help me settle down. There you were outside the bar. Talking to a local boy, I showed him to his car. Then we danced into the night. Stopping only to drink a little more. Then we went outside to see the sun. You were singing about the weather. I was yelling at the sky. Oh, why, oh, why? Many pretty people with problems just like ours. The willful pursuit to let down our guard. So many glasses in so many bars. Toasting to the world. I was looking for a girl to help me settle down. There you were outside the bar. Talking to a local boy, I showed him to his car. Then we danced into the night. Stopping only to drink a little more. And then we went outside to see the sun. You were singing by the weather. I was yelling at the sky. Why, oh, why?
Mm-hmm.
That's the incredible Dusty and Big John Bates with Bitroot there. I just got a note from Patrick Spencer of Coldwater Road thanking us for playing the song and to remind us also that tonight they're going to be performing right here on campus at Mahoney & Sons. They become kind of a fixture at our local Irish pub on University Boulevard. They'll be playing between 7:30 and 10:30. So get in there tonight and check out some great local music. And as I said, they'll be performing right here in our studio next Friday.
On June 26th, the White Hall will open its doors to you. Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Flee, 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 flee.
Okay, that goes in the Production Hall of Fame. That was great.
Interested in more vibrant public spaces and less car traffic? On June 18th and 19th, Car Free Day will once again reclaim parts of Main Street, Commercial Drive, Denman Street, and blocks of Kitsilano to bring Vancouver one of its biggest community street festivals. But it will take the efforts of hundreds of volunteers to make it happen. Join us and volunteer for an inclusive, people-powered, family-friendly street festival. To sign up, please visit our website at carfreevancouver.org. No experience is necessary. Just be ready to meet great people, have lots of fun, and become part of Vancouver's future.
Did you know that this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? That's right. Just type in Dave Radio, sorry, CITR-Dave Radio in the search box. Click on my face when it pops up and remember to subscribe. You can also check out some of your other favorite CITR shows. We're all there on iTunes. And did I mention it's free?
With nothing to do, we could do anything. With no one to see, maybe you could.
this song.
Hey, opera fans, Opera Opulenzo is presenting Pietro Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana, which is as the story of love and savagery in a verdant Sicilian spring backdrop. Composer was just 27 when he composed this opera over an 8-day period, breaking new ground and ushering in the era of Verismo, which I have no idea what that means, but if you're into it, you'll probably enjoy it. From the strutting pageantry of the Carter Alfio's music to the bustle of the Sicilian Easter Sunday, Cavalleria Rusticana depicts the story of old-world beauty and brutality, drawing on audience after audience with its presentation of love, betrayal, and death. It happens tomorrow night, June 11th, at 7 o'clock at St. Mark's Church, which is at Larch and Burrard. Larch and Burrard. Larch and Burrard are sort of parallel. So that would be Larch and Third. That's where it is. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we talked about this last time. It's behind the Safeway at the top of the hill at Third and Larch. So that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, St. Mark's Church. It's only $20 to get in. There's some top-rate local opera talent involved in that. So don't forget and don't miss it. Now we're going to switch over to a couple of friends of the show who have got some new CDs released, Allison McDonald and Veda Hilly. The first one is I'm Moving Along. It's a new album by Allison McDonald. We've been playing quite a few tunes from it. It's a collection of show tunes and pop hits from the early late 50s, early 60s. And Allison right now is in, I think it's Kingston, Ontario, doing a closer walk with Patsy Cline. So we're going to do a Patsy Cline song called She's Got You.
I got your picture.
As lonely as a teenage millionaire, pretending it's always his world, I take you aside and say, David, what shall I do? I wait for you in the hallways. You say, don't ask me, I don't know any hallways. And we move in numbers. We've got you in a corner, and I feel like a group of one. Can't do this to me. I'm not some piece of teenage wildlife. Oh, not a piece of teenage wildlife. Oh. Those midwives of history put on their bloody robes. The word is the demented one is out there on his own. And you are low for maybe the last time. You're free for a long time. And you howl like a wolf and you can't and you don't look behind. You fall to the ground like a leaf from a tree. Look up one time at that vast blue sky. Scream all aloud as they shoot you down. Oh, oh, you're not some piece of teenage wildlife. Oh, not a piece of teenage wildlife. Oh, and no one will have seen and no one will confess. The fingerprints will prove that you couldn't pass the test. There'll be no other songs, my love. I wait around, I whisper, I miss you. I had to go, each to his own. It was not a piece of teenage wildlife. Oh, not some piece of teenage wildlife.
That's Veda Hilly and her new album, Love Waves, which is available online and at all great music outlets around town. Well, we're getting into the second half of the show. We've got the Dave Radio call board calling up. There's quite a few interesting auditions in coming up. A couple of Christmas pantos are getting ready and a brand new musical. It's going to be up next year, but the auditions are happening soon. So stick around. We'll tell you all about that right after you hear about this.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
I think that particular promo might need to be replaced because Scald Hall hasn't been on Fridays at 1 for like a year and a half now. But they're still on. I think they're on, they're late night now. Fridays at 9, I think, something like that. Definitely worth checking out. And you can always go online. You know, if you miss Scald's Hall or any of our shows, you just go online. You go to CITR.ca, you type in the name of your favorite show, and all the previous shows are right there. You can archive them. You can podcast them on iTunes. It's all there. You just go get it. Okay, let's now take a look at the Dave Radio call board featuring auditions. Oh, my voice is going up here now. Featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors of productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And first off, CITR itself is making some big changes. Our station manager and program manager are both moving on to bigger and better things, and their jobs have been posted. If you think you have what it takes to corral this gang of misfits and keep us on the air and in your hair, contact Brenda at stationmanager@citr.ca. Fighting Chance Productions doing a new play by Christopher Shin called Now or Later. This is a play that examines the themes of religion, freedom of expression, and personal responsibility. It's going to be up at the PAL Theater in October, and the auditions are mid-June. They want you to contact them, let them know that that you want to be involved, and then they will tell you where and when to go to audition. They are casting three parts. Jessica, who is the wife of the president, John, who is the president, and Tracy, who is a mid to late 30s African-American female staffer to the president. If you are and you know what, they do have sort of gender and ethnic kind of designations there, but you know, check it out for yourself and see if it's something that you'd be interested in. The information is at fightingchanceproductions.ca. Vagabond Players is doing Forever Plaid, the musical, and that is coming up in December, and the auditions for that are this weekend, tomorrow, and the 14th. So it's the 11th and 14th, and that's at the Bernie Legg Theatre in Queen's Park in sunny New Westminster. Align Entertainment doing two shows, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is happening in November of this year, and then The Little Mermaid in February of next year, and all the auditions for that are happening this Sunday at all I've got is it's in Coquitlam. But if you want more information, go to Align Entertainment. That's A-L-I-G-N entertainment.ca. And this is basically for kids. It's a children's choir audition. So if you got some youngins who like to do some singing and want to be up on stage, you'll be working with musical director Kevin Michael Cripps, who is a friend of the show and a great all-around great guy. So check that one out. Deep Cove Stage Society doing a play by David Belke called 10 Times 2, The Eternal Courtship. It's a British play, so they want you to be able to do a British accent. And that's coming up. Let's see. The show is in October, and the auditions are on June 12th and 13th. Radio Coquitlam, a summer vaudeville show. This is another one of these shows that's celebrating Coquitlam's 125th anniversary. It's produced by Place des Arts, which is a summer teen theater troupe. They're looking for youngins again between the ages of... condescending, you youngins. They're looking for actors between the ages of 15 and 18. Michael Farah is the guy to contact. He's the program and events coordinator, and his email is mfarah, M-F-E-R-A, at placedesarts.ca. That's Place Des Arts, for those of you that are spelling it phonetically. Langley Players Club is doing two plays by George F. Walker, two one-acts in one night, Parents Night and The Bigger Issue. That is going to be taking place in October, and the auditions are next week, June 19th and 20th. Looking for seven actors altogether for that one. Hey, we were just talking about this last week. Theater in the... Well, not on the radio, but amongst friends. It's A Few Good Men by Aaron Sorkin. You know, You Can't Handle the Truth, all that stuff. This is going to be part of... it's going to be performed at Theater in the Country, which is a community-based dinner theater in Maple Ridge. They're putting this on in September and October. The auditions are at the end of the month, June 25th and 26th. 14 characters in total. And the roles are all the roles are open to actors of any gender. theaterinthecountry.com. More information on that. United Players right here in Point Grey. The Beau Stratagem, which is a restoration comedy that has been adapted by Thornton Wilder and Ken Ludwig. So there's some high-powered names behind that one. That's their first show of the season starting in September. The auditions are in a couple of weeks on the 26th of June, and that's at the Jericho Hill Center, 4196 West 4th Avenue, right across the street from Jericho Park, where the folk festival happens. If you want to get involved with that, you make a phone call. You call Andre at 604-224-8007. She does not take submissions by email. So, and you can go to unitedplayersofvancouver.com for more information. A couple of pantomimes. We've got Jack and the Beanstalk, which is going to be in Maple Ridge. Their auditions are on June 26th, and Metro Theater's Panto, Robin Hood and Merriam. Their auditions aren't till August, but they're letting everybody know now so you can get ready and be prepared for that. Sidekick Players doing a Norm Foster play called Mending Fences in October. The auditions are in July at the Tawasin Arts Center. And a stylized musical comedy by Larry Gelbart, who is probably best known as the creator of the TV version of MASH. It's called City of Angels, and it's set in Los Angeles in the 40s. And it's very stylized because everyone is playing both the character and the actor who plays the character. So you'll have to you can go to the Pitt Collective for more information on that. But it's called it's also called the Putting It Together Collective, and the show itself is happening next year in June and July of 2017. But they're doing the auditions now at the BMO Arts Center on in July, Monday, July the 11th. So if you want more information, you can contact Jen Copping at thepittcollective at gmail.com. And they would like to remind you that they are committed to diverse, inclusive casting for every role without regard to disability, race, age, color, national origin, ethnicity, or any other basis. And they're looking for a cast with strong harmonizing abilities. If you want more details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, we'd love to hear from you. Just send it to the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us right here at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
How to sled. Step 1, book your bus or flight to Calgary. Step 2. The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary this June 22nd through 26th. 5 days with over 300 sets of music, arts, film, and comedy. You got them all. Curator Peaches tops the bill alongside Guided by Voices, Catronata, The Sonics, Deaf Heaven, Angel Olsen, Health, and many more. Visit sledisland.ca for details.
Good eye, I saw fire coming down so slow. Soon enough we'll all be taking a bow. Destination was always the same, babe. I feel the heat and it keeps me warm. These days I seem to linger on. Soon enough we'll all be on our own. Just like a penny of voodoo doll, acting like it was nothing at all.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Today's shout out is for friend of the show, Adam Henderson, and the great folks at Audio Comics for taking the Mark Time Gold Ogle Award for Horror for their audio production of Poe's The Mask of the Red Death. This is a very prestigious award. It's a legacy project of Firesign Theater, who, if you don't know them, look them up, because they are the people who kept the art of radio theater alive in the 70s and up until now, and they are now celebrating all the great work that people are doing with audiobooks and radio plays and audio theater, and also check out Audio Comics for more great stuff. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show, or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor is here with Femme Concept, and at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
turn and I want to get burned.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Returning on July 7th to 16th is the 6th Annual Indian Summer Festival, a multidisciplinary arts festival in Vancouver that features some of the finest artists and visionaries from Canada, South Asia, and beyond. This year's special guest for the pre-festival curtain raiser on June 10th is Waris Ahluwalia, noted actor, model, and designer, who was most recently in the news for his campaign, hashtag Fear is an Opportunity to Educate, when he was prevented from boarding a flight because of his turban. Spend an evening with an iconoclast who works across the globe and across disciplines with an unwavering commitment to creating a more thoughtful way of living. Visit IndianSummerFest.ca for all the details.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition. The Vancouver Taiwanese Film Festival is a non-profit arts and cultures initiative that has become one of the largest Canadian film festivals focusing on Taiwanese cinema. This year, the festival has the goal of promoting an exchange of culture between Canada and Taiwan with a theme of Past Forward. Preliminary events, including a movie marathon, will be held from May 16th to May 27th. The official festival runs from June 10th to 12th at the Van City Theatre on Seymour Street and will screen a variety of films from up-and-coming directors. Visit twff.ca for tickets.
Yo, what's up? You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor, and you are tuned in now to Femme Concept, which is a show that runs every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. and plays 100% FemCon music. Thank you for joining us. So lots of stuff, so much stuff happening today. I was away last week preparing for Music Waste Festival, which is now over, so I'm going to do a little bit of a recap of that today, as well as a bit of a preview for Sled Island Music Festival, which is coming up in a few weeks here. That happens in Calgary, although there are lots of really great Vancouver bands that are going to be playing that one as well. So we will talk about both of those things. And, you know, as per usual, what's coming up